Yeah, it's very interesting. The last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates. And it seems there are two groups of people who are interested in that. One is the government, because rising interest rates, in fact, complement their strong economic policy and suggest the economy is rising. And the second, of course, is the bank economists, who dominate the debate over economic policy in Australia, and bank shares typically go up with higher interest rates. But I think the spillover from that is that the Australian dollar has strengthened in the last couple of weeks. In fact, long term, we can talk about that in a moment, but it has strengthened in the last couple of weeks, and that probably will bring some more focus onto the exchange rate as we go into the next couple of months and talk about policy making. Forecasting exchange rates is a real mug's game. There are so many factors that buffet it. There's political issues, there's economic issues, there's sentiment, there's speculation. It just goes on and on. That said, however, no one can resist forecasting the exchange rate. And I think one of the really interesting things that we've seen in recent years with the Australian dollar is basically a straight line improvement. And if you go back to the start of this decade in 2001 and use the trade weighted index, which is a basket of currencies of countries that we trade with, it's basically gone up in a straight line by about 40%. And that's been under pressure of rising commodity prices. And it's actually a really interesting secular trend and something that we may want to think about in terms of looking ahead at future policy. Yeah, well, looking ahead, I think the thing that really has driven the Australian dollar over a long period of time has been commodity prices. And in the next 12 months, the indicators are quite good for the global economy. Looks to be reasonably certain that there'll be recovery in place next year. And what that will mean is growing demand for commodities, higher prices for commodities, and that will probably significantly support the Australian dollar. And it'll also get some support from a rise in interest rates that the central banks and the bank economists seem to be very keen to inflict on us. So I think looking forward, there'll be a stronger dollar. The really interesting trend is over the next 5 or 10 years, and will we expect to see a continuing increase? And if you look back a year or so ago, lots of the mining companies were talking about a once-in-a-generation boom in commodity prices. Now, that was killed by the GFC, but if it comes back next year, we may well see a long-term secular uptrend in commodity prices, and what that will do is have a significant impact on the Australian dollar, strengthening it quite considerably. Looking ahead 5, 10 years, which is, again, a mug's game, if you think about continuing increase in commodity prices with this once-in-a-generation cycle, cyclical upswing in commodity prices, what that will do is to strengthen the dollar. And there's a thing called the Dutch disease, which is named after the experience in the Netherlands in the 1970s, when they had very strong gas exports. Currency rises, but what it does is to kill off some of the traditional export sectors, agriculture, manufacturing in particular, so you need to think about that. The second policy issue is that as we export commodities, export natural resources, that's a national asset that we're consuming. And lots of other countries that have thought about that or faced that issue have set up sovereign wealth funds, and they've skimmed off the income from a surge in commodity prices, put it aside in reserve, either construct other assets like infrastructure or build up a reserve. And I guess the third policy implication of a much stronger Australian dollar is for individual investors. And what that will mean is a lower return from foreign investments, and we really need to rethink perhaps our hedging strategy, certainly our asset allocation strategy, in light of a potentially stronger Australian dollar. The whole question of whether there's a bubble in the currency is a really interesting one, and lots of financial markets do overreact. They go up too high and they go down too low, and they're bubbles, and we only know about them afterwards. And it's an interesting question as to whether or not we're experiencing a bubble now, for instance, in the Australian dollar. A strong run-up in a long period of time suggests a bubble, or maybe we haven't even seen the bubble yet and it will continue to surge and may in fact build in a bubble over the next few years, which will take it to a very high level. We only know about bubbles after they've occurred, but it's a very distinct possibility that we've got one in the currency now or may build one in looking forward.